This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's go through Ontario into the prairies and catch up with community reporter Derek Lackey in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hey, good morning, Derek.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Not too shabby. Nice to chat with you as always. And Derek, we've been talking a lot about the pandemic and its impact on people's lives in the first hour of the show. And throughout the time of the pandemic, we've been checking in with you, our community reporters, to see what they're up to and how they're doing. So we know winter is something else in Winnipeg. How are you coping during the winter time here with this most recent wave of the pandemic?
You know, it's been a little rough this time around, you know, because we were looking forward to a pretty exciting holiday season there. Things were looking pretty good coming up until the last time we spoke there. And just before Christmas time in November, we found out that they were going to redeploy my wife back to the ICUs again. So they were shutting down surgeries, and we had not only the holidays coming up, but my dad had potential cataract surgery coming up and was scheduled to finally get his eyes fixed that he's been really kind of struggling and coping with. So, you know, when things kind of got shut down there and they shut down surgeries all over again and my wife got sent to the ICU, it was starting to look like it was going to be a pretty bleak Christmas and holiday season. But, you know, We, as we all have to, struggle our way through and figure out what's going to work for us. And that's exactly what we did here. So, yeah. You know, we managed to figure out a way that we could still continue on, you know, our Christmas and our holiday tradition, just in a slightly different way. You know, my wife Amanda and I did a lot of work in our yard, and I was out in many a frosty day, making sure I had the icicles hanging from the beard, you know, working, hanging lights and clearing snow. And, you know, we went and bought ourselves an early Christmas present of a patio heater to try and put out there so we could warm an area for some people, and then dug out my fire pit and went and found some firewood and heated our big garage so that way we'd have a warm-up shack kind of thing if I can't really call it a shack, it's as big as a house, but warm-up space for everybody to put some goodies in a coffee maker you know, my bar is out in my garage so that way everybody can get a little something to warm up if they need to. And you know, we just made do, because you know, it wasn't only the fear of COVID going on, but you know, with my wife being redeployed and you know, she's terrified of you know, potentially something happening at work and bringing it home and passing it on to another family member. So, you know, it's bad enough. She feels bad enough kind of exposing, you know, Nino and I every day that she's in work. So bringing the rest of the family over to have some kind of Christmas, you know, as scary as it was, it just, we had to get something together just to lift the spirits of the holiday and everybody get together. So, you know, and it turned out to be a great night. It was a little chilly, but you know, you got a nice warm fire and we were roasting some weenies and, you know, we had our coffee going and our drinks. And a couple of days actually, just before our little party there, we ended up getting a nice little surprise from my parents that my dad's surgery was actually still scheduled and was still on, but it was on for December 23rd and our party's on the 24th. So it ended up being a very, very happy Christmas anyways, because not only did we get to get together, but you know, my dad got some of his real troubles kind of taken care of there.
How's he feeling? How's he feeling since the surgery?
You know, I he could not be more tickled pink, you know. Christmas Eve, he had it on the morning on the 23rd there, and Christmas Eve evening is usually when we have our party, and in the afternoon, they are coming by to drop off some gifts and then pick up some of ours for my other sister that wasn't going to be able to make it that night. And, you know, sure enough, he comes wheeling up in the car, and he's back behind the wheel driving again, and he was too afraid to drive before it, just because of how much snow we get here, and it's such a whiteout in the winter. So, you know, he come driving up, and my wife had to lean out the front door and told him he looks as giddy as a 16-year-old with his, you know, taking off with the car the first time. And, you know, it was a complete mood change. You know, you could really see how much it was, you know, pulling my dad down, just because he's an avid reader. And he had the first eye done, and he just actually had the second eye done on January 20th. And, you know, he's still recouping from that one, but he's already plowing through the stockpile of books that he's been holding on to, waiting for him to be able to see again. And, you know, he's plowed through two or three already. So, you know, it's kind of funny, but you could really kind of see the emotional, you know, struggle and in turmoil it was kind of putting him in, not being able to see.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Great to hear the family's doing well, Derek. But let's pivot to what the CNIB's got going on. They've got the Clearing the Path Summit, which is kicking off in just a couple of days here. So what's the event all about?
So Clearing Our Path was an initiative of a set of guidelines that were created by CNIB and the disability community back in 1999. And it really, it's an addition of guidelines that are there to help give some kind of direction or order when you know, creating a business or accessibility, what kind of standards and things that we should be holding ourselves to, and what it is that we in the blind community here are looking for when it comes to what we would call a reasonable access. You know, and in 2009 and 2016, we did updates to those guidelines. But, you know, here we are another 6 years later, and it's time. They need to be updated again. But, you know, the whole purpose of this summit is really to bring the dignitaries from across Canada together and stakeholders like ourselves, you know, into these virtual events, and to put them together to help, you know, create discussions and promotions and you know, breakout groups where we can kind of develop the ideas and some of the updates that we need together to people who are facing it firsthand. So really, you know, that's what it's all about, is kind of putting us all together and finding out, where are our needs not being met when it comes to access, you know, in general, and how can we kind of create a better directions or better guidelines for a lot of the services and things that we're needing from people, and create a better well-rounded, you know, guideline that they can kind of sit there and pull up going, okay, we need to try and figure this out or follow this in order to make this more accessible for everyone.
So we're looking at February the 7th and 8th of 2022 for folks to check out this summit. Clearingourpath.vfairs.com is the website. And if folks want to learn more, they can send an email to advocacy@cnib.ca, advocacy@cnib.ca. And of course, all that's going to go up on our blog after the show, ami.ca/nowblog. Hey, Derek, always fun catching up, man. Have yourself a great day. Glad to hear the families are hanging in there, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Sounds great, Dave. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.